It's your home for everything movies. The latest releases, reviews, what's hot at the box office, and all things Hollywood. Hollywood.
Thanks to the Forum 610 Worth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange.
It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Friday afternoon. Hope you're feeling good and hope you're ready to talk movies because that's what we're doing. It's Talking Flicks. JT here. Grant Lee is here as well, and he's raring and ready to go after. What I'd have to say from you, Mr. Lee, was quite an impressive rehearsal.
Oh, thank you. Mm. Thank you. I feel very honoured that you say that. I did try.
Yeah, it was very good. I mean, there are a few things that were a little bit laxy-daisy, but I feel that... I feel that now you will do it properly this time around. There's no going back on this, so...
No.
Yeah.
No. And you know what? When I do go to rehearsals, I always seem to have a better show.
Yeah, and then we do the real thing, and then you just... you just fudge it all. Especially when it comes to, like, anime and stuff like that.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Because I just can't pronounce their names. That's freaks me out.
Well, you don't really make any effort, Mr. Lee. You just... It's kind of like, you know, let's find an anime name. Hold on, I've got one here from... This would be worth it, so just let me find you one. This is one from... Hold on, where was it? I'm just trying to find the papers here from...
Is it the Demon Slayer?
Demon Slayer one, yeah. Here we go. So it'd be like, King Yusoro Sotoya or Shiroshi Aruza. That's what you do, you just...
Yeah, because I brush it.
And you do it with such confidence. It's like, you know, so you know what? Credit to you. But we are here. Mr. Lee's firing on all cylinders for now, and we're ready for a big show. Mr. Lee, how did you go in the cup this week, the Melbourne Cup? Did you back a winner or were you?
I didn't. I lost me $2.
Yes. No, I hear you. I was the same as well. I came so close. I just missed out on a top three finish. So. Yeah, it's a shame though. You know,
it is. But isn't it a great race? I love it.
Yeah, but I lost $10. So, you know, it's...
Like, you're a big punter. I'm $2.
Hey, big gambler. Yeah. Geez, you'd be no fun to take the crown or something like that, would you?
Oh, God, no. Oh, definitely not. Here's my $2.
We're in the high roll, isn't it? It's like, where's Grant Lee?
He's down on the one-cent machines.
Oh, dear, yeah. No, but I hope you did get a win throughout the week. What a fantastic race. But, no luck this year. There's always 2026, Mr. Lee.
Yes. If I back a little bit more, maybe I might win.
Yeah.
I'll put a bit more down. I'll go $3 next year.
Yeah, good man. I'll work on you over the next 12 months and I'll have you up to 10 by the end of the year. I'll keep going. Yes, okay. On the show, another big one coming up again this week. We'll take a look at some new movies, The Forum 6. We're also going to go around the screens. And we continue part two of our new game. This week, I am in the hot seat with how well do I know Grant Lee?
I'm so excited. I cannot wait. Now, I did get 3 out of 5 last week.
You did quite well, Mr.
You got to see if you can, and I reckon you will. You'll beat me.
You didn't get my celebrity crush, though, and you know how much I love Margot.
No, and I know it's Margot Robbie, and that's what I just can't believe I said.
Anyway. I did like her. I mean, I can see why you're confused, but Mr. Lee, I intend to get lots of... That sound's going to be rolling through these speakers very, very soon, so... Yes, I look forward to that. So it's all still to come on a massive show. Let's get it underway.
Heaps of great movies coming to a cinema near you.
Here's a peek at what's on the big screen this week.
So last week you said you're a Predator fan because you remember it all the way back when you got to the chopper. So we've got the new one out. I just realised I shouldn't probably done that. The new one out called Predator Badlands. Now, Elle Fanning's in this, which really surprised me.
God, Elle Fanning, yes. Not a good pick, Miss Lee. You're not happy with that?
No, well, I don't know. I was surprised to see that she was in this. So, I just went, okay. It is set in the future on a remote planet where there is a very young predator and he's an outcast from his clan. Which... I wonder if that's why he then goes back. So this might be a prequel.
Mm. And see, I don't usually do, like, I'm not usually a sci-fi type of guy, but that's what this movie is. But Yeah, it looks really good, especially if you are a big Predator fan. You'll love this. Let's have a listen to Predator Badlands.
Welcome to the most dangerous planet in the universe, where everything is trying to kill you.
I need a hand.
You're here to prove yourself. Hunting something that can't be killed. Be alone in this hunt.
Yaslan Zorg Ijin. Det Jetul Naichish.
Yeah, no idea what he's saying there. Anyway, doing his Predator talk thing. Yeah, but that is Predator Badlands, and that is out now. Now, also, Mr. Lee, you said last week that you wanted to break things down and talk Back to the Future for the 40th anniversary screening.
Yeah, and I have some really exciting news for me anyway. When I was at Hollywood Universal's, Universal Studios Hollywood, I actually got on the back lot, and you know where Doc was trying to put the cable back on top of the town hall? I walked on those stairs where he was. We walked all around where all that was. And when I first went over there many, many years ago, I actually drove the DeLorean in a ride that you go around and do. It was awesome.
I don't believe it.
Oh, do I need to ring it. Wendy? Oh, let me ring Wendy.
Here we go, we're calling the wife. Photo or it didn't happen.
I love Back to the Future franchise. I thought it was so well done. And, you know, because you know what actually happened? Michael J. Fox wasn't the original Marty McFly. They actually had someone different do it for the first few weeks, and they didn't have that chemistry. So they sacked him and then brought Michael J. Fox in. And he was actually filming during the day on the other show. Oh, God, I've forgotten what it is. Anyway, it was a TV show. He was Keating. He was an accountant. God, I can't remember the name of the show. One of our listeners will tell us. And so he would film that during the day. Then at night, he would do Back to the Future and film that.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Which is pretty, yeah.
Yeah, great movie.
Family Ties. Family Ties was the show.
Just came to me there you go.
Family Ties.
Well, yeah. I don't know anything about that. But anyway, it was a good show, I'm sure. Look, Mr. Lee, you understand that I am.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, because it is. But can you believe it? Like, I did. I just thought this was one of the best movies out. They had hoverboards. They had the shark that came, you know, it was Jaws. And, yeah, it was just brilliant.
And the, it was so the 80s well done. Soundtrack, how good. So it's going to be good to hear all those 80s songs, you know, on the big screen again.
Huey Lewis.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, God, I can hear it now. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I cannot wait to watch it. And then, you know, the funny thing is, in the second one, Crispin Glover didn't come, but they got a lookalike for him.
Whatever works.
Yeah, but unfortunately they got sued for the second one because Crispin Glover sued the studio because it was too much like him.
So. Well, that makes a bit of sense. You can't do that these days.
No, correct. You can't, even if you have AI, you can't do that.
There you go, Back to the Future. Or you might also be seeing Good Fortune, A Paw Patrol, Christmas is the movie. Regretting You, which we spoke about last week. How good is that? The nice little rom-com drama, tearjerker. Springsteen, Delivered Me From Nowhere. Black Phone 2, if you love a good horror. Roof Man with Channing Tatum. The Bad Guys 2. Gabby's Dollhouse, Grant Lee's favourite, the movie. And The Travellers as well. Make sure you do check your local cinema or website for box office and whatever screening. So, you know, this is me. I just want to get this game, all right? This is why.
Yeah, because you are really worried, aren't you?
Yeah, this is
so funny.
I mean, the confidence is there, but yeah, I don't know what questions you're going to ask, so it's kind of...
Yeah, I know, and I've found some that just, yeah, I think you're going to love it.
Okay, so you the will. Game is, how well does JT know Grant Lee? Now, we played this last week, and you can go back and listen to the previous podcast if you want to catch up on it, and... Grant Lee asked, well, I asked Grant Lee the questions and he got three out of five for me. So I'm now in the hot seat as Grant Lee asks his five questions. I've got to try and beat three. This is going to be
yes, good. Yes, three. Okay, here we go. What's a movie that I would never sit through again?
It'd be a Tom Cruise movie. Cocktail. Cocktail, wouldn't it? It's Cocktail. Yeah, that's it. Oh, really? Well, that...
Because you made me watch it, and I didn't mind it, but I couldn't do it.
I quite liked it, yeah. And that inspired me to go and watch it, you know what I mean? So, yeah, all right. Yeah. Well, there you go, Miss Leo, on the board.
Okay, cool. How early does Grant like to arrive at the cinema? Just before it starts or 20 minutes early for trailers?
You're there for the trailers. Yes.
I am. I love the pre-show. I do. I love the pre-show.
Can we do a part B to that? How long does Grant stay after the movie?
He stays right to the end.
40 minutes.
Yeah, because I want to make sure there's nothing on the screen.
Right, we're off on a roll. Okay, Mr. Lee, question
we're doing well. Okay. What's Grant's favourite part of doing talking flicks?
That would be working with JT.
Yep, you got that right. God, no, you got three already. Oh, God, this is not good.
Well, this could go very, very... This could go south very quickly, though.
Which famous director would Grant most like to have dinner with?
Oh, Jesus. Oh, who's the director of Doctor Who?
There's a couple.
Oh, no, I'm going to say Clint Eastwood.
No. Oh, what? What was that, sorry? Can you just play that again?
That's it, Mr.
Thank Lee. You so much. Thank you. No, it would be Martin Scorsese or Steven Spielberg.
Oh, I was going to say one. Steven Spielberg.
Yeah, either one. I would love to have dinner with them.
But I just associate Steven Spielberg. Yeah, okay. Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. Okay. That. Cool.
All right.
Righto. And the lucky last one. This is the one that's going to do it or not. Who's Grant's can do no wrong actor?
Oh no! This is not your hall pass, is it? Because it is. You know I'm going to get this wrong. I don't even remember her name. I don't even remember her name. It's like some old lady.
Oh! No, she's not. She's the best.
Angela someone, isn't it? Is it,
No.
Hold on, I haven't, no.
Keep thinking.
Anita something. I'm never going to get this million years.
You're not going to get it. Annette Bening.
There you go.
We're tired.
I knew you'd ask that somewhere. I should have done my research a bit better.
Yeah, you should have. Yeah. I should have just said, who's my hall pass? So
Yeah.
But from the American president, you know, Mr. President, like that's, yeah. And you know, the funny thing is, if you ask my wife, she'll say exactly that name. She knows.
She doesn't know that she's the hall pass, Mr. Lee.
She does.
Oh, she does. Oh, okay. This is going to a whole new realm, this one.
It is. Yeah, it's not good. Let's move on.
All right. Well, that's our game. It's been good playing it the last few weeks, Mr. Lee.
Yeah, so, I've really enjoyed it.
The scores were 3 apiece. So, you know what? We're both... We're both we winners. Are. There you go.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Get out your calendar as we go around the screen. Here's what's coming up at the 4 of 6 in Odeon 5 Cinemas.
Well, what's coming up is getting shorter and shorter by the week. Remember when it was really long?
I know. I've got a whole pack of the pens here, and I was going through a couple of them a show, writing everything down, but now we're down to three.
Yeah, so we've got November 23, which is the Met Opera, Les Bohemia, then December 7, Andre Rieu's 2025 concert, Merry Christmas, and December 14, the National Theatre Live, The Importance of Being Earnest.
Well,
so that's what's happening.
With the calendar, Mr. Lee, shrinking, it doesn't mean that the movies are any less, because next week, wow, what a lineup. Where do we start? Can we start with The Running Man?
Yeah, look, this is a new one with Glenn Powell and Josh Brolin, Michael Sierra, and I am very excited. It is an action sci-fi thriller. We've also got the follow-up to the other movies, Now You See Me, Now You Don't, which is a thriller crime. And the whole lot of the cast are back, Jesse Eisenberg, Woody Harrelson, Dave Franco, Isa Fisher, and Justice Smith. And we're having a special screening before the big release on November 20. We're doing Wicked from last year, so people can relive it on the big screen.
I've got to say, as I reckon last year, as far as movie soundtracks are concerned, that did it for me. It was just spectacular. And
absolutely.
Cynthia and Erivo and Ariana Grande, just amazing. So and everyone's hanging out for part two. So it's good that this has come back and a bit of a chance. If you haven't seen it yet, to go and see Wicked 1 before part two drops in a couple of weeks' time. So make sure you hop on that. And also Mr. Lee's favourite musical, Hamilton, because you're a big Hamilton boy, weren't you?
Yeah. I am. And I have to say, Lin-Manuel is Miranda. He is brilliant. He is such a talented person. He can act, he can sing, he can direct, he can write plays. Like, he is incredible. If you've never seen Hamilton, this is your chance to see the 10th anniversary screening. It was played in the States a few weeks ago, month ago or so. Now it's Australia's opportunity to do this, and I'm so excited to have this on the big screen.
Everyone I know that's been to see Hamilton has just raved about how good
the musical
is and how it was on stage. So it's going to look awesome on the big screen. You can see that at the Forum 6 in Tamworth and Wagga and the Odeon 5 in Orange. Mr. Lee, just like that, it's come time to say farewell.
Wow. It's another week. Oh, I can't believe it. Oh, it's just the weeks are flying, isn't it?
They are, yeah.
And it's getting closer and closer to Christmas. I'm hoping you're thought about my Christmas present this year a little bit harder this year than last year's.
Well, I just get you the gift cards. I've got a whole box full of them.
Oh, that's where they all went. Okay.
Yeah, it's all sorted. So, hope you got some good movies in mind for 2026, Mr. Lee, because you'll be watching them quite frequently. You know what? Because I'm feeling so generous, you can take Wendy too.
Oh, thank you. You're so kind.
Yeah.
Oh, so. She would love that. I'll tell her. She'll go, yeah. As long as we're not going to horror, because she loves horror.
Oh, she loves horror. Yeah, well, but you don't though, so that's going to cause a bit of an issue, isn't it?
Yeah. She might have to go to one and I'll go in the other.
Well, how about I'll take Wendy to go and see a horror and you can take my nan to go and see Andre Rieu. Does that sound pretty good to me?
That sounds fair. I like that.
Yep. And as I said, once she's had a couple of sherries, it's all yours.
I might find out some family secrets. There you go. More.
She's loose as a goose. I'm getting out of here, as is Mr. Lee. We will catch you again. We're back, though, with the Flickster, aren't we, next week?
Yes, we are. Next week, next Wednesday, we're back, which I'm so excited. I cannot wait, because we're actually doing Predator Badlands, and we're talking to Sam, and he's so excited to give you the rundown.
That is Wednesday at midday. We are back for two shows every week until Grantley does this again. And that could be sooner rather than later. Who knows? It all depends on his schedule and whether or not we fit into it. So I'll catch you on Wednesday at midday. We'll catch you then. Bye.
Bye.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime. Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.